reducing the amount of waste sent to landfills, conserving natural resources, increasing economic security by tapping domestic source of materials, preventing pollution, saving energy, and creating jobs are all benefits of recycling. And yet, those benefits are canceled out if recycling is not done properly and if recycling containers are contaminated by other forms of waste. We are talking about the basics of recycling today and creative ways to divert waste beyond recycling. Hey, everybody, I'm Gina Murphy Darling, and this is Down to Earth Tucson. I don't know about you, but some of that just kind of blew me away, everything that's wrapped up in recycling. So we have a wonderful return guest with us to talk about all of the above. Get ready for some fun and some great information. But before we jump in, yet another shout out asking you to please let me put the whiny voice on. Join a community-wide effort led by Pima County Environmental Quality's Clean Air Program. It's about keeping our air healthy to breathe. By skipping one trip in your motor vehicle, also known as a car, or taking a no-drive day just once a week, you can reduce your air pollution and greenhouse gases by more than 1,000 pounds a year. And I always think about, what if 10,000 people did that? What if 20,000 people did that? So you add up and the metrics look so much better. You could win a $100 gift card, which is a nice incentive. Hopefully you don't need that, because we all benefit when the air is healthier, especially with those people who are suffering from heart or lung conditions or who are suffering or recovering from COVID-19. There is so much of that going on in our community. So skip a vehicle, take a walk, bike, stay home and work from home, share a ride, or do something. The other thing is, please go to Healthy Air is in Our Hands pledge. The link is on this show note page, and take the pledge. Drive less and smile more, and I think you will. There's no road rage, which is really good. And the time is now. If you keep listening to this podcast and keep putting off signing, press pause and go sign the pledge. Okay, let's ready to rock this. Let's rock this. Drum roll, please. And there's a reason why. Let's give a warm welcome to the one and only Kendra Santucci. And I love saying that. She is a public information specialist, City of Tucson, Environmental and General Services Department, lovingly known as EGSD. So when Kendra made her last appearance on this show, which was in September of 2020 with Claire Kaufman, who was at the time working with Local First, she got married. So she was Kendra Hall, and now she is Kendra Santucci. Love your name. Love you. Looks like you have a wonderful husband. So congratulations on your wedding, my friend.
Thank you so much. What an introduction.
I know. You. Wow. It's like
always fun to be here.
Oh my God. I was so excited. It's like, and I love Santucci. I'm a Jersey girl, and I'm assuming that's Italian, but I don't know.
It sure is.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, Santucci. I love it. Okay. I'll quit with the Italian accent. So recycling basics and beyond. And I would like to talk a little bit more about you and what sparks joy in you as it relates to this job. You have a background in journalism. You previously worked at a local television station here in Tucson, KVOA, and you are a storyteller. So Has that helped you to be able to bring your love of storytelling to EGSD? And if so, how do you use that skill, that's a very special skill, in your job?
Well, absolutely. That's my favorite thing ever, is storytelling. And there's so many stories to tell in recycling. I get to do video in my job, so I love to shoot videos and, you know, show people how recycling works, give them an inside look, do presentations, recycling education. It's just such a good word to spread, and a lot of people don't know enough about what's recyclable, so it's been great. My almost 2 years that I've been with the city now.
You know, and we've done some fun videos, and that was in the before times, but there will be the after times. And we did one interviewing people on the street and doing quizzes. I mean, it was really fun. So we have to plan some more videos for 2021 when we can get out. Okay, this is what blows me away. I am Mrs. Green. Let's talk about recycling, because it seems like when you or Christina are on the show, I get shored up. I have to be re-educated. Let's do recycling 101. What is recyclable in the city of Tucson?
Yeah. So for a while, we were trying to show people all the things that were recyclable and putting that all in our marketing materials. But we've kind of gone back to the basics in the last couple of years because we're realizing, you know, the more we simplify it, the easier it is for everybody. So recycling, we understand, can be confusing, but I'll give you the short, easy way to remember it. So we say four to know. So four categories that you should know, and those are the ones you should focus on. So there's plastic, and that's bottles, containers, and jugs. If it's not a bottle, container, or jug, chances are it's not recyclable.
Got it.
Then paper, cardboard, and then metal cans. So if you remember those, you'll be pretty good. There's obviously a lot of different types. There's paperboard, which is the cereal boxes. But those are the four basics. No flexible plastic, so no plastic bags. But yeah, we can go into a lot more of it if you'd like
to.
No,
and no saran wrap, and no... I'm trying to think when you said what doesn't fit. So like a plastic lid from a soft drink?
That is fine. You can leave lids on. So another thing, another rule that we like to mention is don't recycle anything that's smaller than your fist, so the average adult fist, or a tennis ball. So if the cap was to be recycled separately, it would be too small. So if it's left on the bottle, it's fine. It'll make it through the process. So leave all the caps and lids on everything.
Got it. Okay. And that's a good visual. And I will tell you what, kiddo, you just made it so easy for me because those numbers drive me stark raving mad. You should see the other day, James and I were looking at something and turning it upside down and we couldn't see what number it was. So I'm not going to look at the numbers anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to Kendra. Just ask Kendra.
That's something people always say. They'll have, say, a plastic bag that's flexible plastic, and they'll see a recycling symbol on it, and they think it's recyclable in every program. And I'll tell you this, plastic bags are, there's not a single municipality that I can think of in the country that recycles them. So it's, you know, that's just a resin identification code, that recycling symbol, the chasing arrows. But we, believe it or not, this is going to sound so crazy, but we tell people to ignore that symbol.
I don't think it's crazy at all, because then you don't get driven nuts like I just said. I mean, it just
exactly.
It's really annoying. And then I have to go and look. I have this little thing on the side of my refrigerator that I probably got an event from you all. But it's so easy to remember that. So it doesn't matter if it's hard or soft plastic, as long as it's not paper bags, which gunk up the machines, and also no straws, because they gunk up the machines, right?
That's true. Yeah, they're actually too small to make it through. So they end up falling on the ground and then they end up in the trash.
Yeah, that's a very technical term, gunk up. I just want everybody, I hope they all notice that. And the other thing is, part of this conversation that I want to keep reiterating without sounding like Debbie Downer, we have to keep remembering and telling ourselves and sharing it with our family and friends. The first R is reduce. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about straws, I have about 3 reusable straws in my purse, and with so much, we've done much more ordering from locally owned restaurants, and to always remember to say, no straws and no utensils. We're eating at home. Hello? We're eating at home. You don't need to fill our bag up with plastic forks, plastic knives, napkins, and little salt and peppers. One use. So just remember, everybody, the first R is reduce, and that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to ease into this topic, Kendra. Contamination.
Oof, yes.
I mean, I called Kelly when I was preparing for the show, and I said, Kel, when you get pictures like this from Kendra, you have to put a warning in the subject line. These pictures may make you sick. And I'm barely kidding. I was blowing them up, and I'm saying, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
There's one that just looks like a white and gray and brown blob. Maybe we shouldn't even talk about it on the air, but... Let's be sensible about this and don't have me go off on a tangent. What happens to just shut down the recycling in terms of the contamination? Tell us what happens. How can we get people's attention? Those pictures got mine.
Yeah, and I've actually posted those pictures on Facebook because people need to see that that's what we have to deal with. And that's what we like to stress. So when it gets picked up in your blue bin, whether you're in the city of Tucson, whether you're in the county, whether you're in another state. It gets picked up at the blue, from the blue bin, so at the curbside level when it's residential, and it all gets mixed in a truck, and then it gets taken to what's called a material recovery facility.
The MRF.
And the MRF, yeah,
the MRF.
Exactly. The MRF for short. And there's a lot of fancy machines, so there's an optical sorter, which is a laser, there's all kinds of expensive machines, but there's also people there. And that's people having to pull out. That nasty stuff you saw in those blue bins, that's human hands having to go through potentially a dirty needle, a dirty diaper. We get dead animals all the time. And they actually have to pick that out with gloves, of course. But still, would you want to do that? You know,
it was so disgusting.
Yeah.
And there was a big bag of food that had already been cooked.
Yeah.
That was one of them. And then I think now that you mention some of those things, I don't want to know what that blob was, because I'm thinking it was a bunch of diapers. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And then someone like dumped their whole grocery bag in there.
Yep. And that's
just
the thing.
With food.
Yeah.
Filled with food.
Yep. And it's in the city of Tucson specifically. So we don't charge you for an extra blue bin. We charge you for an extra trash bin. So a lot of the times people, instead of buying an extra trash bin, they just use their blue bin as trash. And I really think it's just they're not educated on, you know, how it, they just think it goes somewhere. It goes away. They don't think about where it goes, and it's humans having to touch it. So just educating people that it is humans having to deal with it. It's people. It's our neighbors. You know, it's not fun to have to deal with that. And I know I wouldn't want to.
There's another person on the end of what you ever just threw in there. And I've been out to the MRF at least 3 or 4 times and watch what a very, I was really hard job. I was going to say challenging. Let's be honest. It's a hard job to stand on those lines. And there's a lot of hand sorting because the robots don't have it all down yet. And thank God, because there's people there watching out for all of us in terms of what gets recycled and what doesn't. And I mean, like pizza boxes, that's one of my favorite. If your pizza box is full of grease, you have to throw it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. If there's a tiny little speck, it'll probably pass.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many things, and it just doesn't take that much thinking. If you think, you do have to think. It's like,
right.
It's not a garbage can.
Exactly. And something we tell people that helps, it has to be able to be made into something new. So if it's a pizza box that is soiled with grease, it's not going to be able to make new cardboard, make good new cardboard. So you have to think of it kind of in that way. If it has food or liquid on it, it's not going to be recycled. Anything dirty like that. So, we always say, when in doubt, throw it out.
Right. And I'm hoping, and I don't know if we can do this because I don't have anything to do with it, but I hope we can put a few pictures on the show notes page. I shouldn't be offering things that I haven't checked, but hey, it's just you and me, right? So, but to put some of them so people get a sense for the surprises that you see. There were some bottles of alcohol that were not empty.
Mm-hmm.
It was not anything I cared to drink, so I wasn't sad about that. But I mean, it's just people, use your head. It's going to be recycled in a recycling machine.
Yeah.
And I don't say that with judgment. I just say it with encouragement and passion.
Right. And the sad part is, so 30% of what we collect is contamination. So 30% is trash. And say I'm working really hard to recycle everything that I can, and then it gets mixed in with a bunch of food and liquid and oil. We get paint, and then it ruins the good recyclables. So you got to think about it in that way too. You know, try and educate your neighbors on what's recyclable, because it will get mixed with your stuff.
Right, right. And I just wanted to clarify something, which I thought I did know the answer, and I want to hope that I do when I ask this question, but we are in the county and we have waste management. Don't they take our recycling to the same place the city goes?
Yep, they do. Yep.
To the Los Reales? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you're in all of Southern Arizona takes pretty much everything to the same MRF. They do have different rules, so different contracts with the MRF. Since Republic Services owns the MRF, we pay them to sort our recyclables and process them. And we took out glass recently, which is a pretty big deal. In September, we took out glass from our Blue Barrel program, and we're collecting it separately. So I think Waste Management is still collecting glass, to my understanding. So always check with your hauler, whoever picks up your recycling.
Yes, if you can get them on the phone. If not, there's a lot of these websites lately, if I look under FAQs, my question's answered because it's not their first rodeo nor mine. So let's talk about that. It's probably a perfect segue. I drink one bottle of kombucha a day, because that's my coffee and it's healthy and I feel good about drinking it. So we don't have a lot of glass to recycle, and I have been putting it in the garbage because I think that is the right thing to do. But what about in the bigger picture? I know that you and Christina and people at the city are really committed to waste diversion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep things out of the landfill. So what are other options in Tucson than the blue and the green barrels? Do we have any?
Right. No, that's a great question. Yes, there are plenty of other options, which is great. So not only our programs, but I'll go over some other ones. So like those plastic bags, When we say recycle, we typically mean blue bin, but those can be recycled in a different bin. So at the grocery stores, you can take all that. And not only grocery bags, you can take Ziploc bags, you can take bread bags, any kind of flexible plastic you can take to those bags or those drop-off sites at the front of grocery stores. And then we have the glass.
Can I just ask you this, though?
Sure.
I don't mean to interrupt because that is so rude. What do you have a great deal of confidence that those companies get it somewhere for it's of good use? Do they sell it or do they have a process for it? I just want to be confident when I recommend that to other people that they're not throwing it out in the back bin after we bring it to recycling.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great question. Plasticfilmrecycling.org. Maybe we can put that in the description too.
Oh, yes. No, that's great.
They are wonderful. They're really responsive. I ask them questions all the time. I'm always asking them different things if they're actually recycling it. And I know their locations they do, and they have a lot of great information on their site, and they have a list of which ones, if you type in your zip code, of which stores they service that are in your area. So I would check that website.
I'm writing it down because I want to know. So plasticfilmrecycling.com?
.org.
.org. Okay. See, Kendra, I always learn something from you. I just want to know that even though I'm Mrs. Flippin' Green, I can always learn. Okay, so that's plastic. And then I interrupted you. So what were you going to say? Were some other options?
So there's glass, which I already briefly mentioned, but we take it, we collect it now, and there's about 22 drop-off sites. They're in big purple bins. You can't miss them. We collect them, and you don't have to be a City of Tucson resident to use those drop-offs. So they are in the city limits, but you can just drop your glass off. It's only bottles and jars, so you can't take like a drinking glass, mirror glass, anything like that.
Wine glass.
You can take wine glasses, yep. So any bottles or jars. Or I'm sorry, wine glass. No, I thought you meant wine bottle.
No, I was going to say, now Kendra, I was with you on something when we asked about the wine glass and you said no, so don't go changing your story.
No. Okay. Yeah, no wine glasses, but wine bottles, yes.
Wine bottles, okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good to know.
So bottles and jars, and you take the lids off, so don't put the lids in those bins, and then it'll get crushed. It's okay if when you throw it in, it gets crushed, because it's going to get crushed anyways. And we crush it, and we're going to, we're still kind of figuring out where to put that, but we'll use it for construction projects. We have it sitting in at the Los Reales landfill right now and just waiting to get used, which is great. So it'll be reused instead of recycled.
It is great. And people say it's sitting in a pile. Well, eventually there will be some genius that figures out a use for it, and then it'll be in demand. Mm-hmm. I just want to believe that. Maybe it's a story I told myself, but I do want to believe that.
Well, the cool thing is once glass is crushed, all it is sand. You can run your fingers through it. It's not sharp. It's really just sand. So we can use it in sandbags. TDOT gives them out during monsoon season. We can use it for construction. So there's a lot of different uses for it, which is awesome.
Really awesome. And I want to ask you this. The last time I checked in with Christina, and it might even, I don't even know if she was on a show because I talked to her when there's not a show. How is the glass recycling going?
It's going well. We serviced them. We started servicing those bins once a week, and I think we're down to two or three times a week now. So we're getting a lot of glass. A lot of people seem to care, and they're making this special trip to use the facility. So that's great.
And people, this is how hard it is. You put it in a bag. In my case, I have some brown bags. You put it in the back of your car when you're going somewhere. I would not recommend taking another trip. There are 12. There are many, many of these around the city. And you drop it off on the way to somewhere. And you can Google it. Mm-hmm. It's easy to find it. So I just think it's one of those things where we want things to be so easy and just walk down to the garage or our dumpster outside. But this is about the planet and preserving it. So take that extra step.
Right. And if you can, use it in your own home. I do, what I do is I make, you know, different things. Like, and I use my glass containers for those. So like I'll use an old pasta sauce jar. I'll reuse it to put food in for leftovers, or I'll use it for, I grow avocado plants in my house from seeds. So I'll use it for those. And there's all kinds of fun, creative uses in your own home too, if you don't want to take it down to a site.
But that's a great idea for us to think like that. And I, someday, you and Christina and Kelly and I and Katie and a bunch of us, I just think we need to have a campaign someday about the first R is reducing. And I know that's in your messaging. It's certainly in mine. And the massive changes, like I personally have made by especially in the clothing department. I mean, last year, I don't think I bought a thing except maybe a pair of slippers, because where was I going, right? I was just staying in, and you can wear your slippers in the backyard. But in general, I am a absolute Goodwill shopper. It creates less waste. It's a second use, so it's a lower carbon footprint. It's basically a no carbon footprint when you do that. But there are so many ways that we could reduce. I look at packaging, I'm sure you do, and I think this is packaged to a fare thee well. Mm-hmm. And just try to, all of us, get our head around less consumption, less waste, less pollution, longer life for the planet. So mm-hmm. I see it's like boom, boom, boom.
Right.
So I think we covered it. I mean, you and I are the cat's meow. We rocked it. So I want to know if I missed anything. Is there anything else you'd like to add or ask people to do? We're going to put the website, of course, always in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything, because recycling is pretty down and dirty and clear cut. And the big thing is you have to do it. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest challenge. And you have to not contaminate. So do you have anything else you want to add?
I think the biggest thing to get in people's heads is that plastic bag, plastic film, because we're actually doing a tagging program where we're inspecting people's bins right now. And we're getting all the data in an app. And that's where some of those pictures, those nasty pictures came from. But we're seeing 58% of what we're seeing in the bins is plastic bags out of the contamination.
That's a lot.
So that's a lot of people bagging their recyclables, and people may be recycling great, but then they're putting it in a plastic bag and then it just gets thrown in the trash. So if we can just get that one thing out there to people, is no plastic bags, any kind of flexible plastic, none of that in the blue bins. I think that would be awesome if we could get that out.
And you know, because you presented to the ECOS team at Tucson Electric Power, and it was great. That was in the before times. But a podcast like this, I have a meeting with the ECOS team from TEP right after this podcast, and I'm going to talk to Alyssa about sharing this podcast, because you gave it really simply. Don't care about those recycling symbols. That was like the happiest news I heard all day. Forget about it. Just don't do it.
Right.
So that's really helpful. There is, I can say this, a little bit of reserve. There's great information on your website. It's not always easy if you're Googling to find it. I'm sure you know that. Mm-hmm. But it's a city website, so it's not bad. But there's a lot of good content when you get to the pages.
Yeah.
All of this is there. What I would recommend to people, I'm doing this like a commercial for you guys, you have really great Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you.
That's what people should look at.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are on it. And if you want to see some fun stuff, and just divert your eyes for those awful pictures. And you know what, kiddo? I'm not being a drama queen. They were disgusting.
Yeah.
They were really disgusting. And I want everybody to have that thought that someone you love might be the one that has to be on the line, taking it off the line. Mm-hmm. And it smells, and it's gross, and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it also made me want to have pizza. So I don't know how that whole synopsis of thought went, but I'm like, oh, grease on a pizza box. It sounds okay to me. Not the grease, but yeah, maybe we need to get pizza here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, my friend. Give my love to my other friend. And thanks for all you do and your passion. I mean, you are a great storyteller about waste. I don't know what that says about you, but it's okay. And thanks to you, our wonderful listeners. And I say this with my whole heart, because without you, there would be no us. So we're glad that we have those listeners. And my final thought, recycle, but don't contaminate, please. Kendra Santucci, I can't wait to meet Mr. Santucci someday, because I am a Jersey girl and I am just love the whole Italian thing. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Okay. It was a great fun show that flew by. It felt like 5 minutes.
I know, it's too fast.
I know. Okay. We'll keep on doing the good thing, the right thing, and the planet thanks you.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody. Make it a great green day, and don't put plastic bags in your recycling, please.